So we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya bat Dani HaKohen. We're doing Agadot HaTalmud, and we were in the process of learning different applications, different derivations that our sages taught us about the verse, Ki Alecho Horagnu Chol Hayom. The Jewish people say to God, we've been executed over you, God, all day. We've been treated like sheep to slaughter. And the Gemara gave us two understandings, and now Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak offers us a third understanding, that this is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim, to those who are studying Torah, Shemimitin Atzman al Divrei Torah, that they so to speak, put themselves out, they kill themselves over the Torah. Because Rav Shimon ben Lakish taught us, Reish Lakish taught us, that the words of Torah will only remain in a person that kills himself over Torah. The Torah tells us, this is the way the Torah works. A person wants to acquire it, he's got to put himself to death in the tent of Torah. Meaning if a person comes to learn Torah and every hour he's going to check his email and he's got his, what's it called? That cell phone that has...
Vibrating.
Yeah, the cell phone that's vibrating half the time and all the time he's worried about things that are external to... He's got a BlackBerry. So he's on top of the world, it's not going to work. If a person wants to acquire Torah, he's got to put all his strength into the Torah, put himself in the tent of Torah, so to speak, to put himself to death in the tent of Torah, put all his might there.
We're talking about the word nullify, to kill himself.
So Chazal used the word kill themselves. That's the word Chazal used. But the idea is that a person puts himself, his focus is on the words of Torah. If a person's focus is on other things, on the amenities, let's make it comfortable, so then he's not going to acquire the Torah the way he should. If a person really wants to acquire Torah, he's got to put all his strength into it. The Gemara tells us that the different rabbis, their levels of focus. One rabbi, the Gemara says, he says, if in the morning they'd ask me to pass the butter, I lost my focus for the week. That was their level of focus. They were focused 24/7. They were focused on the learning. Gemara says they wouldn't untie their shoes during the week. They tie their shoes Sunday morning and leave them tied till Friday night, because who has time to tie and untie shoes? So the Gemara says, he who sleeps that way tastes the taste of death. It's not a fun thing to do. But that's their level. So on our level, we have to have Ragalah Friday morning, think hard, just come to class. We have to have Shoko. And I see you guys don't need it, but I need it. So on our level, we do need things. We need the air conditioning running. If it's too hot, we have a hard time focusing. And we'd be deceiving ourselves if we weren't there. But on our level, we have to apply it as best on our level. That we have to know that we have to put our strengths into the learning of Torah. And on whatever level we can, we have to nullify our quests for the worldly things when we want to acquire Torah. Our focus has to be on the learning of Torah. The Chafetz Chaim explains that many people want to learn Torah, but they have all kinds of things that they still have to take care of, and so they don't have time to learn Torah. He says, what the Gemara was saying, what was bothering David, why does the Gemara use the term dead? He's saying because the Gemara is telling us that if a person really wants to acquire Torah, he should think for a second, what happened if I drop dead today? Would the world stop running? Very often when we're on the spinning wheel, we're running like a mouse on the wheel, so we feel like everything we're doing is so important. I have to go check my email. I have to answer all these emails. I have to see what's happening in the world. I have to read the newspaper. I have to do a bunch of things. What happened if I dropped dead today? What would happen? So when a person stops and thinks, wait a second, nothing too terrible would happen if I didn't do A, B, or C. So then he can think, there are many things that I feel like I'm responsible to do, and I'm not really responsible to do them. And that's how a person can really focus on his learning Torah. Every person has responsibilities. Sure, you can't come to yeshiva and tell your parents, I'm dead, I'm not calling you for 3 weeks. Your parents, you owe it to them to call them, wish them a good Shabbos, tell them how you're doing. There are certain obligations every person has. But at the same time, we feel like we're obligated to do many more obligations. And if I could add my own thought, I always feel that the way to succeed in this is to make the first priority learning Torah. If a person walks in to learn and says, I'll get to it in a second, I just have to do my laundry, I just have to check my email, I just have to get a drink, I just have to by the time he's finished taking care of all the things he just has to do, he's not going to get very much learning done. Whereas if a person makes his first priority, I just have to learn Torah, and then I'll deal with other things later. Usually a person's going to get many, many more hours of learning Torah into his day. And that's a rule in general. Our sages said when a person finishes his work at the end of the day, he should come home and go straight into a base medrash, straight to learn something. Don't go home and say, I'll eat, I'll say hello to my wife, I'll take a nap, and then I'll go learn. You won't end up learning. That's a tip for life. You want to get learning done, you've got to get it in the beginning of the day or in the beginning of the evening, at the beginning. Don't leave it for after things. You can't get it in the morning, you got to get to work early in the morning, you got to get to davening and then straight to work, fine. So when you finish work, before you go home, before you do the other things, the first priority has to be learning Torah. And when we learn Torah, we should try to shut our cell phones, be focused in our learning, to put ourselves to death, so to speak, like the Gemara says, in the tent of the Torah.